Sheila, you're taking the lead on our next discussion.
Thanks, Alan. I'm talking with Cindy Morley, owner of Parents Changing Spaces, and we're going to talk about her free senior living referral service. Thanks for joining us on the show this morning, Cindy.
Thanks for having me, Sheila.
Cindy, Parents Changing Spaces, what does this mean?
Parents Changing Spaces is a senior living referral service. We help families locate and secure alternative living when an individual can no longer live independently.
What is the goal?
The main goal that we try to accomplish is to take the stress out of families' lives when they get to this point. Very often they have been advocates for mom or dad, and by the time they get to this point, they are totally physically and mentally exhausted. So we do the legwork so they can spend quality time with their family member.
How long have you been doing this?
We started Parents Changing Spaces in 2007, so it's about 3 years now.
What got you interested in doing this kind of work?
The whole idea of Parents Changing Spaces was conceived when my mother, who had had a very bad fall, was being discharged from the hospital on short notice. We knew that she wasn't safe to live alone, and quite frankly, we were very panicked. We also knew that there were places available that could help her, but we had absolutely no idea where or how to find them. So we felt if we were in this situation, that there were many other families out there facing the same dilemma, and we felt that we could help.
How big is your company, your organization? Who works with you?
My company is a family-based company. There's myself, of course, and then my husband, Art, who does the marketing for us, and I have a couple other family members who are in the healthcare profession that do consulting and help with placements as well.
This is Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY, and our guest is Cindy Morley from Parents Changing Spaces. Cindy, how would someone know if they needed your service?
Well, Sheila, I think that families begin to realize a loved one may need extra help when the needs of daily living start to become overwhelming. Things like grocery shopping or doing the laundry may not be as easy as they had been in the past. Things that we may think of as simple tasks become very taxing for our parents.
Well, and I know that if you were to walk in to maybe your mom and dad's house and saw that maybe the kitchen was a little bit messier or maybe they had not good food in their refrigerator, I mean, those are all indicative of them not being able to do those things anymore.
That's right. And sometimes those chores become so overwhelming and take so much time during the day that it leaves little time for them to accomplish some of the other needs, specifically paying bills or, even worse, taking their medication properly.
Mm-hmm. So you help them find somewhere that possibly their parents could move to or services that they might be able to have put in place at home even.
Right.
Can you describe some of the process that you go through with your clients and families when you're talking with them about the needs they think their parents might have or their loved ones?
You know, as you can well imagine, we have clients from one end of the spectrum to the other. So what we try to do is determine what each individual's needs are when it comes to what their level of assistance may be, what their geographic requirements may be, what their financial needs are, and very importantly, what their social needs are. And then at that point, we try to match an individual with a senior community.
Cindy, you mentioned this is a no-charge service. Now, how does that work? Because you obviously are compensated somehow.
That's correct, Alan. Our service is free to our clients. We are paid a referral fee by the senior community once one of our clients has been placed.
Outside of your office, Cindy, who do you work with?
You know, Sheila, we try to be a complete resource center. Parents Changing Spaces works with a number of great, great people that help to serve the needs of seniors and their families. We work with elder law attorneys, in-home medical and non-medical caregivers, geriatric care managers, realtors. We actually work also with mobile hair salons and travel agents that specialize in senior trips.
You're working with everybody.
Working with everyone.
Yeah, and you
right.
make it like a continuum, so you're like a one-stop shop.
That's right,
exactly.
You can
provide them with everything that they would need. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's our goal.
Are there programs that you know of that may pay for additional services for your families, possibly in-home services or other services?
Yes, there are a number of programs, and we try to keep ourselves well-informed and educated on what's available for our clients. A lot of times, families don't know that they're eligible for programs that are out there. A couple of the programs are the My Choice program and the Veterans Benefit program. And by the way, the Veterans Benefit program is not only for the veteran, it is also for the veteran's spouse or their surviving spouse as well. Incidentally, both of these programs are home and community-based, and by that I mean these benefits, this financial assistance, can be used not only in a senior community, but also as at home as well. And these programs will absolutely lessen the financial burden for families.
Okay. And what area do you work in? I mean, where in Michigan?
We service all of Southeast Michigan.
Our guest is Cindy Morley from Parents Changing Spaces, and you're listening to Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY.
Cindy, what do you like best about what you do?
There's a number of things, Alan, that I love about my job. But one of the most rewarding aspects is seeing the relief on family members when they finally have found a place where their loved one can go and live comfortably and can thrive and make friends and can continue to contribute to the senior population.
So when they can see that mom is happy.
When they're happy and making friends, there's just a relief that comes over their face.
When should people start thinking about your service?
Actually, Sheila, people can start thinking about our service at any time. We have clients that begin looking for alternative living right when they retire. But most often, we do have clients as well that wait until it's an emergency situation.
That's what I would figure, that people would wait until it's an emergency. Does that cause a big problem for what you do? I mean, are you able to help them out with that?
We're able to help them out in 99.9% of the cases.
Cindy, I imagine that it's very helpful to the families who are in those emergency situations and that you can help them, because you do have all of those resources right there at your fingertips, and because you know the places so well already where they don't have to do that research.
That's right, Jennifer. And in addition to knowing the senior communities as well as we do, they are also very much on board with helping us when we are in an emergency situation.
Cindy, any success stories, one that might stand out?
You know, Sheila, I have a lot of great stories, but one of my favorites is about a couple who had been living on their own and doing quite well, but they spent the majority of their days accomplishing the daily chores all around the house. And so when we put them in a senior community, we found a very social community for them. And they, to this day, are playing all day long. They go on outings. They play cards. They've made lots of new friends. And actually, I think they even line dance.
And that's exactly the way it should be.
That's right. When they sent out their Christmas card this year, they told all of their friends and relatives that they had found a new home. And along with a new home, they also found a little slice of heaven. And I'm telling you what, I don't think it gets any better than that.
Wow, that is awesome. Terrific story.
Isn't that great?
This is Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY, and our guest is Cindy Morley from Parents Changing Spaces.
Cindy, I know there are some other referral services out there. What makes your service different?
There are a few things that makes our service different. But one of the things that stands out is the fact that we handpick our senior communities that we refer our clients to. We spend a great deal of time evaluating the communities. We've toured the communities. We are aware of what their services and amenities are. We know what the communities offer as far as perhaps special pricing and special events that they will pass on to their new residents.
Do you work with all sorts of different budgets?
We are from one end of the spectrum to the other, and one of the things that helps us out tremendously are the programs that we discussed earlier, the My Choice program and the VA benefits program, that really helps in placing people in communities.
So, Cindy, you're working with all kinds of income levels. There is no minimum requirement.
That's right.
I'm curious, Cindy, what if somebody called you and they had no idea what it was that they wanted? What would you do?
Well, Sheila, we work very, very closely with our clients. We will do whatever our client is most comfortable with. We'll make appointments for our clients. We will simply give them a phone number if they're most comfortable with that. Or we will actually make appointments for our clients and pick up our clients and take them to the senior communities and tour the communities with them also.
I could see how that would make a big difference to the people that you're working with. There's a comfort level there because you know everybody at the places that you're touring.
That's right. We do know everyone. We're familiar with all of the staff in the majority of the communities, and they're familiar with us and know how we work and how we like to work with our clients.
That's wonderful. Cindy, how can people get in contact with you?
Through my website, which is www.parentschangingspaces.com, or through my phone number, which is 248-875-2052.
Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Cindy. It was really good information.
Thank you. It was a pleasure being here.